Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Big game at the Pete today. If you haven't heard, you heard. Pitt-Syracuse, 5 o'clock tip. No team in ACC history has won 14 games, have gone 14-6, and not made the NCAA tournament. So a huge opportunity for the Panthers to cap things out on senior day. We got a couple people on the line. We'll go to Andy in Virginia. Andy, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing today, Pat?
I'm doing great, man.
Very good. Hey, just want to touch base. Two things related to Pitt in the tournament. First off, you switched the top two or three names in the ACC standings to North Carolina, Duke, NC State. Everyone's talking about how strong these teams are finishing the season, how they gelled after a tough start. Secondly, when you talk about these quad wins, you can't change the way the quad goes based upon how the season goes for the other teams. You have to view it how you beat them when they're a quad one team. So it's essentially playing poker, knowing what the other teams have, and they sort of try to manipulate the story based upon what they want to hear.
Interesting. That's a really interesting take, Andy. I appreciate the call. It's like I don't get it. I probably should study it more. But when you've got a team in North Carolina that's 0-9 in quad one games and has lost two games to Pitt, but is ranked 15 or 20 spots ahead of them in the NET rankings, net rankings, you've got to explain that. I just don't understand it. Now, with the way the tournament works, certainly there are analytics and stats that go into, you know, selecting the field, right? There's a committee, there's a chair of the committee, there's all the things that we've come to understand with the March Madness. There's a degree of, you kind of, the eye test that I think Pitt passes with flying colors this time of year. I'm certainly biased. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. But in terms of if you did a blind test and looked at their record, you know, with since November, five losses, and really have been in league play only four losses and have been really consistent, scoring the ball, defending. They've won the games they're supposed to win with the exception of the Florida State loss. They beat Virginia. They beat NC State. They beat Miami. They've beaten teams with preseason number one rankings in Carolina twice. This team is, they've got the credentials. So I don't quite understand the analytics, and I do agree that they could be manipulated to tell a story. And certainly, college basketball is better when Carolina and Duke are playing great. Certainly. And Duke's not playing all that bad. They're really young. Carolina's disappointed. But you can't tell me this Pitt team isn't a tournament team, provided they take care of business here down the stretch, and it starts today at 5 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.